You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. You can help get the Hen Day built. Matt, how are you feeling? I don't know if you've ever played two games in 3 days before, and here you are on the eve of having to play your third in seven.
Yeah, it's definitely something we're getting used to. The team's done a great job letting us stay off our feet. We've had some meetings and walkthroughs and stuff, but they're prioritizing, you know, nutrition, hydration, and recovery. So plenty of time to take a little naps through the day. Besides the games, I think some of the flights are the tougher parts. I think it was, 5 hours from Toronto to BC the other day. That was a little tough.
The pace is amazing. Have you ever experienced anything like this as a player at any level?
I mean, it kind of reminds me of like when you're a kid playing like a jamboree on a weekend, maybe like two games on a Saturday, one on a Sunday. Definitely not 4 hour full CFL games. maybe mini games or something like that, or half games on weekends and in high school or something. But no, this is definitely something new.
You mentioned those jamboree games. You mentioned that they weren't that long. So you're saying so far it's all right, Matt. Once you get into the game, though, like, did you notice, was there any fatigue late in that game for you against Toronto?
For me personally, there was a little bit. Just near, like, the end of the fourth quarter, you know, maybe not quite catching your breath as easily, or your steps are just a slight bit slower, a little more stuck in the mud. It was grass, so that didn't have the same bounce to it as all other CFL stadiums, so it's even more of a slow step, but as an offensive lineman, I'm used to those.
What about as far as, like, the wear and tear, like the bumps and bruises you get? Are those, does it start really compiling as after you get through the two games that quickly, now heading to a third?
Yeah, collecting quite a few good scratches, cuts, and trophies, but it's one of those things we're just going to put our head down and get through it, you know, tape it up, try and do our best, but it's definitely taking a little bit of a toll on the body.
Yeah, I would think so, Matt. So is ice tub, is that a key thing, or what are you doing to ensure that your body can get through these final 60 minutes tomorrow?
Oh, I miss the ice tub so much. It would be great, a lot easier if this was three home games in 7 days, but this is three away games, so we don't really have access to those facilities. The club did a great job organizing massages on the road, so I've been able to get an hour after every game, every time we get to a new city. And just try and stretch. Like I said, stay hydrated, because flying dehydrates you just as badly as the game does. Proper nutrition's key, and sleep. You can never get enough sleep.
Joined by Matt O'Donnell, talking all things for the Elks, who are taking on three games in a short period of time. You know, you talked about the physical part. What about as far as the mental part, preparation? How has that changed with such a compressed schedule?
Well, luckily, we played BC before, so we know, we're familiar with a lot of their players and their defensive schemes, at least from the offensive perspective. So, like I said, the coaches gave us a great game plan. We've watched a lot of film, but they're also giving us a lot of free time to do that on our own. It's not mandatory. We're not sitting in a conference room downstairs like, oh, this is mandatory. Like, hey, here's some free time, guys. You can do what you want with it, but you should be a professional and watch some film on your opponents. So I can do it from the ease of my bed in the hotel, which is really nice.
Matt, you know, obviously you guys aren't going to the playoffs, and, you know, you've been in playoffs before, of course, you win a Grey Cup. How much more challenge is it mentally when you know that the games ultimately don't mean much as far as postseason?
It's always a bitter pill to swallow when you're eliminated from the playoffs. we had a pretty long stretch there of going deep in the playoffs from 14 to 17. Obviously, 18, we didn't make the playoffs. 19, we went to the Eastern Conference Finals, but it definitely hits people differently. I'm a little more used to it now, being an older player. It's my 10th or 11th year, if we're counting COVID or not. But, you know, you got to be professional. If you're not going out there giving 100%, people are going to notice. And also, what could happen is someone can get severely hurt, especially on the offensive line. If you're not taking care of business, you got guys behind you that are counting on you. And I wouldn't want that to weigh on my conscience, that I let someone else get hurt because I wasn't happy we weren't making the playoffs.
Matt, there's a pretty long stretch there of winless weekends, which are, you know, difficult for anybody. Does that one win just change, or how does that change the atmosphere around the team?
Oh, guys are a lot perkier, a lot happier. You know, it's a slog going through three games in 7 days, and especially all the travel. But guys definitely perked up a bit after that win. I realize it was against backups and guys off the streets, but we'll take it where we can. We've lost some close ones this year, whether it was our fault or various other reasons, but, you know, putting a win up in a column, it always feels good. And especially this late in the year when we've been having so few of them, it definitely, it changed a lot of people's minds.
Matt O'Donnell joins us, offensive lineman of the Edmonton Elks. And Matt, there's been a lot of talk and some you know, rumblings and guessing that, you know, maybe there was some challenges internally due to COVID. You know, the Elks didn't have a lot of guys early on anyway that were vaccinated. How has it been mentally and challenging for your team this year?
Well, the biggest hurdle we had to get through was obviously the outbreak. I thought the team came out of that really well. I think that was between the second and third game or third and fourth game. You know, we rebounded from that really well. We had a bit of a tough slate, tough schedule, but the biggest thing is I just don't think we're performing enough. Unrelated to COVID is we're just not getting done on the field, you know. The league is really good. They've mandated testing two days before every game, 2 days after, and various long stretches anytime you travel. So I think you guys have handled it really well this year. I'm not going to comment on people's statuses on, you know, the vaccine, stuff like that. Personally, I'd like to see a vaccine mandate, but that's just my personal opinion. But I thought the guys rebounded really well from our outbreak. And like I said, we just haven't put a good enough product on the field.
Well, you know, it's maybe still a game a little early to reflect, but when you look back, was there you know, any point in the season outside of the outbreak where you felt like things maybe were trending in the right direction and you guys couldn't quite get the traction?
When I thought the season could have really took a leap forward was we were beating Winnipeg at home.
Yes.
You know, we were running the ball well. We were controlling the ball. We were ahead of them going into the fourth quarter, and then we just seemed to have like one or two really bad plays, and boom, all of a sudden they're leading by 10 points. And I think that was the biggest nail in the coffin in that game, but also a microcosm of the season was we were beating the best team in the league at home, and no one gave us a shot. And then, you know, one or two plays here or there has kind of been our motto this year. I've been on teams before that have gotten those plays, so I know what both sides feel like, but it's definitely tough being on the wrong end of it right now.
Matt O'Donnell joins us, a veteran offensive lineman of the Edmonton Elks. And Matt, you've been, what is it, over a decade now, and you know, you've had a lot of veteran quarterbacks. As an old lineman, you mentioned earlier that you know it would weigh on you heavily if you didn't do your job and a guy, the quarterback, you know, got injured because of it. When you have a young quarterback in there, do you have even more of a big brother mentality because you know that he might need a little extra time? Does it change your mindset blocking for a rookie compared to a veteran QB?
Well, that's on everybody on the team, right? Any guy who's a couple years in really needs to step their game up to make it easier for the young guys on the team, right? We've had a lot of young bucks on this team step up when they shouldn't have had to, or they've been thrust into the fire. And it's on, you know, veterans, it's on the all-star guys, it's on the guys who've been here to make sure that I'm going to play that much better and that much harder to make it easier for them, because it's essentially an unfair scenario. You get thrown in versus grown men who've been playing this for 5 to 10 plus years, and they're just, you know, thrown in the fire, like I said. Obviously, I'm going to try and take care of him. He's a great dude. We're roommates on the road, so we actually spend quite a bit of time together. But I'm definitely going to look out for my quarterback, whoever's back there.
Now, just so you're rooming with the now. Have you roomed with a quarterback before? Is it different?
No, I must have been a good boy or something. They promoted me to the quarterback room here. We've been roommates for a couple on the road here, so I must have been a good boy or something.
So what do young quarterbacks want to talk about, or do they want to talk about the position or in the game with you?
Sometimes it's a mix. Sometimes he doesn't want to talk about football at all, and sometimes I don't want to talk about football at all. You know, we talk about family, we talk about food, going out on the road. They're still kind of getting their bearings for, you know, where's tough places to play, who's got the best locker room. So there's always all these little questions that you just kind of take for granted, like, oh yeah, I've been to this stadium, that stadium, oh no, this stadium way back in the day, like the old Mosaic, you wouldn't want to play there. The old Hamilton Stadium, you wouldn't want to play there. But no, these kids are pretty lucky. They're blessed with like nice new state-of-the-art stadiums.
Matt O'Donnell joins us on Edmonton Sports Leader TSN 1260. Did you talk to Cornelius a little bit about, you know, the different paths that you guys took to get here? Because it was very different for you to him.
Well, yeah, he was, you know, Div 1, OK State. I know at one point he was up for the Heisman. Met a lot of good guys from OK State. You know, he's a hardworking guy. Obviously, he's a Canadian. It's a little different coming up through the ranks. But, you know, he played, I think, XFL or AFL, if I'm not mistaken. And, yeah, you know, I just came to the CFL after my stint in the NFL. But it doesn't matter where you end up playing. We're still blessed to be playing professional football at this age, right? Any, what is it, 3-year average for professional football? I'm going on 10 or 11 here, so. Anytime you get to play the sport you love for a living, it's a blessing.
Now, Matt, how was it for you coming out? Because I know you've got you're a smart guy. You've got a really good job outside of football. You signed late this year. How is your non-football career going, and how much does that impact your decision to keep playing?
Well, outside of football career is amazing. I work at a HVAC commercial and industrial supplier, Hatch Company, and through a friend of a friend, lucked out, and they're really, you know, really good company to work for, and they're, you know, want me to grow and stay there for, you know, my whole career till I officially retire. But it was kind of a strange scenario because I wasn't sure if football was coming back until the Board of Governors voted to bring it back officially. I was kind of just biding my time, like, I'm not going to make a move until there's some official news from the league, because at the time it's more about providing for my family than my football career. So it kind of took precedence where I was just in a holding pattern waiting to see if football was even coming back.
You know, Matt, you actually work with a friend of mine at the Hatch Company called Blair Manning, just a little guy. Do you ever worry about stepping on him or anything like that? Or, like, do you have to put a bell around his neck? Or, like, how does that work?
No, he works up in the ivory tower, like, on the second floor. I'm just one of the peasants on the first floor. So we can kind of hear it when they're coming. You know, Blair, obviously a very thin guy, doesn't make much noise when he's walking. But we can hear him when they're coming down to talk to us peasants.
He rolls. He rolls more than walks.
Yeah. No, but they're a great group there. They really want me to grow. I'm still working for them part-time while I'm doing the CFL football. And I was actually on the phone with them today working on a project.
So, Matt, for a guy, and if I'm not mistaken, you signed a one-year deal. Are you would you ever consider free agency, or are you kind of an Elks lifer now, that it just from your family perspective, and you know, you've got your foot in the door for post-football life, or is it an opportunity that you would look somewhere else as a free agent potentially?
No, 100% Elks for life. I'd never play anywhere else. I've been blessed to play here for 10 years. Probably one of the worst trades in history for Edmonton. You know, they traded a great receiver to Saskatchewan for me. I can't believe they blew that trade. they really got the bad end of that stick, but no, I'd only ever play here. I haven't given too much thought about next year. Obviously, still trying to finish out this year, but I was going to take some time away, go on vacation with the family, and then see where I'm at probably in January.
Well, Matt, as always, it's great to catch up with you. Hopefully you get through the game tomorrow, and on Saturday and Sunday, the effects of 3 games in 7 days aren't too difficult for you.
No, I'm just looking forward to seeing my family. I miss my wife and my little girl.
Yeah, you betcha. Appreciate it, Matt. Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks, fellas.